How the Soldier Repairs the Gramophone is the title of a debut novel by a young Bosnian writer. Saša Stanišić was born in Bosnia-Herzegovina in 1978. At the time, it was part of Yugoslavia. His novel tells the story of a boy, Aleksandar Krsmanović, and his family during the Bosnian Civil War of the 1990s and its aftermath. With us to talk now about this novel is our book critic, Christopher Merrill. Chris, how come this book caught your eye, and how come you decided to introduce us to it?
Well, Lisa, How the Soldier Repairs the Gramophone is this wonderful novel of storytelling. The young protagonist, Aleksandar, takes the credo that the most valuable gift of all is invention, imagination, your greatest wealth, and he tells story after story about life in Visegrad in Bosnia on the eve of the Civil War. And what happens is that he finds stories everywhere. And suddenly, this very peaceful town erupts in war, and nobody sees it coming, certainly not the protagonist. But his reaction to it is to try to tell stories about it, to try to resurrect that childhood that he's going to lose when he flees with his family to Germany.
Okay, now a question that we have, that I had when I was reading it, and I think you probably did as well, Chris, is how much does this main character, Aleksandar Krsmanović, have in common with the author? And what do you know? Here to answer that question for us is the author himself. Thank you so much, Saša Stanišić.
That was very good.
So nice to have you here. Thank you very much
for having me.
So how much does this young boy, who's roughly between 10 and 14 through the course of the novel, correct? How much does this reflect your own story? Does his story reflect yours?
In a certain manner, yes, it does. The way how he experienced the war, for example, how the family lives in Visegrad, which is also my hometown, also that the family leaves the city because of the war and comes to Germany, that follows my biographical structures too. But then if you go into the details, for example, the whole family of Aleksandar, even his grandfather, who has this great gift who he gives along to Aleksandar of storytelling, even he is, I don't remember my grandfather at all. He died when I was five. But, you know, the story about him is that he loved me so much, and everybody in my family tells how good relationship we had, of which I cannot remember, that this is kind about him. This is maybe my saying thank you for taking care of me when I was little. So when you go into the details, it moves away from my own life. But, you know, even the stories that I've fictionalized and I've invented, they've became something mine. They are part of me now.
But there is a story behind what happened to your family. Tell us briefly what did go on during the Bosnian War and after.
Well, I come from a so-called ethnically mixed marriage. My father is a Serbian, Bosnian Serb, and my mother is a Bosniak. And after the city of Visegrad was occupied by Serbian troops, my mother was just very much afraid, and we were warned that things will happen if we don't leave the city. And so many, many Muslims, many Bosniaks just left the city after the siege was over and the Serbian soldiers were there. And it was just a mere coincidence that I had an uncle in Germany who was there as a worker, and he said, okay, come to Germany. And he could have been everywhere. He could have been in Russia or Sweden. So we ended up there.
Okay, so that's where some of the similarity is with this main character, Aleksandar.
Exactly.
In the book as well.
And Saša, it seems to me there's this wonderful line where you say, my method is to gloss over my own story and draw up endless lists. And this novel consists of many lists of things, questions that you didn't ask, people that you want to find out about what happened to them. It seems to me to be a novel that's filled with all these things that we're never going to learn. Was the writing of the novel for you in part an effort to figure out what went on?
Definitely. As you just mentioned, asking questions about the answer you actually don't want to know, you know. And then some things I didn't see because my family had to leave, but there were many people who stayed in the city, so I had to go back, I had to talk to them, and I did that. And, you know, there was a huge genocide going on. Women were raped in my city. There were many, many people killed there, and I wanted to have some of these answers for myself so that they can come to the book, but also to find a kind of bridge for my own life back to the Saša that I was back then in Bosnia. So there is one sentence in the book which tells very much about it. It's there is one Aleksandar who stayed back in Bosnia and he is unfinished. And there is another Aleksandar who lives in Germany and he's become another person. And that happened actually to me myself. So I had to close these two biographies together, and that's why I wrote the book. This book is actually a kind of a closure of the gap between my immigrant self and my childhood self.
And Saša, it seems to me that what's interesting about this is that, of course, the war went on and you became a German speaker and now a German writer. I wonder what it's like to write about an intensely Bosnian experience, which you lived in the language of what was once Serbo-Croatian, and now to write about it in German?
It was a decision of a very pragmatic nature. My German had became at some point better language for me. And in Bosnian, it is very hard for me to express all the things, you know, in a certain way, or to, I have to search for words. I make many grammatical mistakes. So German is my better language. But of course, I use a lot from Bosnian. That's a gift, of course, to have two languages at the same time. For example, in the beginning of the story, there is a grandmother from Alexander. She's deaf. So he refers to her as deaf as a cannon, which is a saying in Bosnian. We say that all the time for somebody who is deaf. In Germany, something like that doesn't exist, not even in English. But if you think about it, a cannon who shoots a lot, it's very loud, and at some point it gets deaf. So I just translated that and used it in a new language, and that's how some things in the book work. Like, when they make sense and when they are logical, I would use them for my first language.
It's very interesting, because you mentioned how when you first forgot how to say something in your native language, you forgot the Bosnian word for something the first time, you felt kind of shaken.
Definitely. Bosnian is still, and was at that time, is still my home, my emotional home. That's when I come back and you have the smells, you have the nature, you have fishing, you have my river, you have the language. It touches you a lot. You know, nostalgia is actually a beautiful moment which you cannot repeat anymore. So when I go back, I have the whole country which I cannot repeat anymore. But it still is mine, and I try to connect to that. And this moment of losing the language was very sad.
It would be nice if you could read for us, Sasha, this one part of the book. This is marked 509, Tuesday, February 12th, 2002. And this is when your character is about to return to Visegrad.
509, Tuesday, 12th of February, 2002. I've written down all the names of streets in Visegrad, all the children's games. I've made a list of the things that you could find in the school, including the 500 pencil sharpeners that Edin and I sprinkled over the rubble left by the bombing, like Hänsel and Gretel. I want to trace the patterns of the past. There's a carton in my grandmother's bedroom containing 99 unfinished pictures. I'll go home and finish painting every one of them.
So that's maybe what the book is for you, finishing the painting.
It is, but it is also creating a new painting out of that, what I find. I did build this bridge that I was talking before, the bridge back to my past. But you have to imagine I go back to a place where almost a half of its population is not there anymore. And the other half, which is there, consists of people who maybe even never lived there. So most of the city is exchanged. It is not a returning anymore. It's going there for the first time, every time. So I had to paint a new picture for myself, of the city, and also of myself in this city. And I realized that even though I loved this place so much and means so much to me, I would never be able to return to it, because it would be learning to live a new life.
Sasha Stanisic, thank you very much. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Chris Merrill, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Merrill is the world's book critic, and Sasha Stanisic is the author of How the Soldier Repairs the Gramophone. You can hear more excerpts from the book and more from our conversation with Sasha and Chris at theworld.org.